This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about this weekend. And we wish our listeners of the Jewish faith a very happy new year. And we've got time for phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number. So we invite you to join us in conversation. You got a question, you can pose it. 888-302-3684 gets you right into the doctor's office, and you can personally pose your health question or nutrition question to me. So before we get to phone calls, interesting statistic. According to Cornell University, now is the lightest you will weigh all year. It's a baseball playoff season. The fall foliage is coming in. And according to statistics, research findings in the September 27th edition of the New England Journal of Medicine suggest that this is the lightest you will weigh all year, so enjoy it while it lasts. The trend is that we tend to lose a little weight during summer. Summer's a more active time of the year. And then looms holiday season. And by virtue of commercialization and exploitation of what was once kind of a minor holiday, Halloween, have you noticed? You go into the supermarkets and you see the candy counters are piling up with all kinds of Halloween treats. They make a big deal out of it, trick or treat. And if you don't have the requisite payout, your house is going to get papered or egged. So you succumb to the blackmail and you buy a lot of candy. And, of course, no way, no how are you going to be able to hand out all that candy. So there's all that candy sitting around. And you start eating it, and then you're on a prolonged feed bag until the next holiday, which is Thanksgiving, and you're off to the races. Then it's Christmas parties and Christmas and New Year's and Super Bowl, and pretty soon the pounds accumulate. So what they discovered is that among the individuals studied here, there was a weight bump of 0.2%. During Thanksgiving. That's not very much, probably like a pound or so. And then another 0.4% at Christmas, and it takes about 5 months to lose those holiday pounds. Weights typically stabilize from May to up until around this time of year before the cycle begins anew. And if you think this is just a U.S. phenomenon, it occurs all over the world, but it's different. There's different timings because Japan has a festive holiday season over winter, and it's not about so much about Christmas, although they're westernizing. They have their own set of holidays which help people put on the pounds. And so what can you do? Well, here's an article from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Don't get tricked into overindulging in holiday treats. They interview a weight loss expert who says, managing Halloween festivities sets the tone for the holiday season. So before you kindle your appetite for sweets, put on the feed bag, and gain a lot of weight, head things off before Halloween. Undertake some preemptive action. They say in the last few years, we've seen the popularity of Halloween really skyrocket. And how you manage this holiday really sets the tone for how you will handle the rest of the season. So here's some strategies. Skip passing out candy. Okay, good luck with that. But, you know, maybe you can hand out party favors like glow-in-the-dark necklaces or some cheap trinkets that you can give to trick-or-treaters or your own kids. Buy candy that you don't like. Okay, say you hate licorice, so get a bunch of Good and Plenty, give it to the kids, and then when you got a big basket of Good and Plenty hanging around, you know, you won't want to eat it because, you know, hey, it can't go to waste, right? So you got to eat it. All that chocolate, that, you know, those little Hershey bars and, you know, those nougats, all those little treats, you gotta finish them off. Well, just get stuff you don't like. And don't bring all your excess candy to the office because it's going to create an environmental hazard in your office, right? You think you're doing your coworkers a favor? Well, you're not. Track your calories. Okay, that's one thing you can do. You can use any number of trackers to track your caloric intake. Also, and this, I found this very helpful. I do this personally during the holiday season, a little more stressful. I continue my own personal exercise regimen, and I try to power through the holiday food fest and pay it forward a little bit with maybe a little more regular exercise. You can also set an example for your kids. Be sure your kids eat dinner before trick-or-treating so that they won't just gorge on candy. And don't be a hypocrite. Don't tell them don't eat candy and then you yourself are stealing from their candy stash. And don't make food the focus of the holidays. It's, yeah, food is great, and that's one way the family gets together and enjoys. But still, these holidays are more than just celebrations of gastronomic excess. 888-302-3684 is our number. And let's take some calls. We've got a call from Roz in Brooklyn, New York. How you doing, Roz?
Hi, fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I seem to have a cough. I've gone to the doctor. I've taken an antibiotic.
Yeah.
And nothing seems to help. At night, I cough and cough. I can't fall asleep.
Okay. You're not just using a pseudonym, Hillary, are you? Because there's somebody else who's pretty prominent in the news lately who seems to have a persistent cough. Also received antibiotics. Here's the deal on coughs. And, you know, coughs may be due to bronchitis, or they may be due to, you know, some sort of allergic problem, which often doesn't respond to antibiotics. If you have a persistent cough and you go to the doctor sometimes, in hopes that maybe, just maybe it'll help, or maybe just to appease patients, will give you an antibiotic. And you know, once in a while it helps. But, you know, what I have a little saying is that if you have bronchitis, you know, you'll get better in 2 weeks. And if you take an antibiotic, you'll be better in 14 days. You know, you're going to get better. It's a self-limited problem. Antibiotics do very little. So, you know, it depends on the origin of the cough. You know, if the cough is due to an allergic problem, it may be related to something in your environment. We have to do a little bit of an environmental survey. What's happening in your home? What's happening in your workspace? What's happening in terms of the ambient pollen that's in the atmosphere? Say you live, you know, near a park and there are lots and lots of trees and you're allergic to trees. Then we have to address that as a potential cause. This is all, of course, this is ragweed season and fall pollen season. Molds are rampant, you know, with, you know, some of the humid weather we've been having here in the Northeast. And that could be a trigger for you. You know, we're going to break it down. In terms of cough, natural cough remedies, one of my favorite is something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It provides glutathione to the lungs. You, by the way, in terms of your history, you never were a smoker. You don't have a history of irritating your lungs chronically with cigarettes?
No, I never smoked.
Okay, but you're an urban dweller, and nonetheless, I mean, that's the equivalent of smoking like a half pack of cigarettes per day. And people who live in the city sometimes develop severe lung problems, you know, with or without smoking, just because of the chronic inflammation due to the bad stuff in the air. Fish oil is beneficial, but more over time, not so much acutely. You know, I'm pretty sure that Hillary Clinton is getting some steroids. Steroids reduce inflammation, but they create a lot of other problems. And, you know, she's got to be on the campaign trail. She can't afford to rest. So I think she's using some steroids to rev her up and to reduce the inflammation. But over time, she's going to have to give them up because they have devastating effects. They'll make her gain weight, become pre-diabetic, thin her bones. and you know, ultimately you're nasty, become really dependent on them. So I would use the natural anti-inflammatories. Curcumin is beneficial. That would be something you could take. There are natural cough syrups using wild cherry extract, which have sort of a cough suppressive effect. Those are some things that you can use. But you know, generally, when I see a patient like you, I want to do a little analysis, like what's the cause of the problem? Why, you know, not just can we use a drug to suppress the problem? Is there a trigger? What's the precipitant? What can we use to get at the underlying root cause of the issue? 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number for questions and comments on today's Intelligent Medicine. And I'm very happy to get back to one of our earliest sponsors. We've been talking about this product for, 15 years or so. And I was an early adopter of this product. I really recognized its potential. I tried it out on patients. I've been taking it continuously ever since. And I want to share with you, if you suffer from frequent tiredness or fatigue, this is the only nutritional system clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause. It's Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Whether it's age, illness, or just being run down, Propax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT Factor. They're all together in a convenient packet to help you feel better. And it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT Factor repairs damaged cells, and it's proven to restore healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown Propax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. And I've been taking it for years. I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. And you can get a 45-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose to order. Call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, this item is, I think you heard the story, but it's really quite interesting. This is a novel way to help people pass kidney stones. Kidney stones can be devastatingly painful, and they use all kinds of techniques to extract them. You have to go in with kind of a pincer, sometimes via the urethra, sometimes through a little keyhole incision in the back. And that can be a nasty procedure. So how do you get kidney stones? You can also smash them with an external pulsation device. It sounds like a gunshot, and you literally smash the stones, and then they come out in tiny fragments. There's another way. You can go on a roller coaster. It's amazing. They did this study. An actual doctor, Dr. David Warninger, who's a urological surgeon and professor emeritus at Michigan State University. This study was not where they took a series of patients with kidney stones and put hundreds of patients on roller coasters at great expense and then watched to see if they'd pass their kidney stones. No, that's not how it worked. They created a model of a kidney with a stone, and they put the model kidney in a backpack, and Warninger and his co-author, Mark Mitchell, rode a roller coaster at Walt Disney World in Orlando 60 times. It's the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster, in various positions with a model kidney in a backpack. And what they found, and this is statistically demonstrated, that if you want to dislodge a kidney stone, you got to ride in the rear of the coaster. Okay? It hardly ever works if you ride in the front of the coaster. So some people want to ride in the front of the coaster. I think that's the scariest, right? You know, you see actually it, when it goes to the top and you see, you know, you're right in front and you see that steep decline. No, there's kind of a whiplash effect when you go in the back of the coaster. Stones pass 64% of the time in the rear, as opposed to only 16% of the time in the front. The interesting part is that this roller coaster, it has a scary name, the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster, but it's actually a relatively tame ride compared to big coasters. It generates a maximum speed of only 35 miles per hour. It's not even a high-end thrill ride. So, elderly people, handicapped individuals in wheelchairs ride it. That's not a biggie. So, imagine if you went on one of these incredible roller coasters with 90 miles an hour. You really dislodge your kidney stones, but you'll also be at a higher risk for traumatic brain injury, which is, shake up your brain in a roller coaster. That's not good either. All right, this item, acupuncture reduces hot flashes, but only for half of women. So what they're saying is it's not 100% reliable, but it's worth a try. A scientist reported in the September 28th issue of the journal Menopause that about half the women in the study reduced their frequency of hot flashes. They obtained 20 acupuncture treatments within 6 months. That's reasonable. And what they found is that of the 170 women, a small group had 85% reduction in hot flashes. About half reported a 47% reduction over the same time frame. Some of the women, not much. So, hey, acupuncture worth a try if you're experiencing menopausal hot flashes. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we'll get back to phone calls momentarily here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this week I urge you to check out our newsletter if you haven't already subscribed. Or you can go to drhoffman.com and you can check out our latest article, which is on 21 ways to save your liver. Remember that SNL classic SNL routine with Dan Aykroyd? He was doing an imitation of Julia Childs, and he was preparing a chicken. And the famous line, "Save the liver, save the liver." Well, that's kind of takes us back in time. But that's an important concept because a lot of people are in America are suffering from liver problems. And the main reason that people suffer from liver problems, surprisingly, it's not chronic viral infections. Yeah, we've got Hep A, B, and C. And now we have some more effective remedies for those conditions. It's actually dietary. Yeah, alcohol is a culprit, but dietary caused liver problems are the leading cause of liver failure and the need for transplantation in this country. And we talk about 21 ways in which you can save and protect your liver. If you have a fatty liver or someone you know has fatty liver, just check out that article. It's vital in terms of all the nutrients you need, dietary strategies that can make a difference. All right, this item, how low can you go with blood pressure control? You know, we're sort of playing cholesterol limbo with statin drugs, and we're playing blood pressure limbo because as soon as you have high blood pressure, they want to get it down, which, you know, reasonable because high blood pressure, let's face it, you can't ignore it. It's a risk factor for heart attack and stroke and heart failure because pumping action of the heart ultimately gets undermined by all that pressure. So, yeah, ultimately people are put on blood pressure medications. Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three. But you can go overboard, particularly in older patients. So there's a new article in a very important medical journal. It's The Lancet. And they're cautioning against over-reliance on blood pressure medications for heart disease patients. I mean, clearly, you've got heart disease. They really want to get your blood pressure down because you're especially at risk. If you already had a heart attack, if you got some kind of heart problem, heart failure, they really want to get your blood pressure controlled. Makes sense. But they did an interesting study. They looked at patients with heart disease, and they were all getting blood pressure medication. So what they found was that those who had their blood pressure too strictly controlled were at risk. They were at higher risk. They found that keeping blood pressure between 120 and 129 over 70 to 79 seemed to be the sweet spot. But when you controlled blood pressure more aggressively, diastolic blood pressure less than 70 was associated with an increase in the risk of heart attacks and strokes. So systolic blood pressure less than 120 was associated with a 56% greater risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, or stroke. So how low can you go? Well, maybe, you know, we got to find that Goldilocks sweet spot between high blood pressure and too low blood pressure because overuse of these medications can be dangerous. Instead of preventing risk, increasing risk. So good segue because we're about to talk about a natural way of controlling blood pressure without medication. And I'll share with you some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. We're going to talk about it with its developer in just a moment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's well-researched. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Got to use it consistently. There are no negative side effects. You can't over lower your blood pressure with this natural method. Good reviews from Mayo Clinic, Harvard Heart Letter, and the American Heart Association. And you can try it risk-free. The Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. There's no risk. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So here are the coordinates. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention my name, Dr. Hoffman, to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. So stay tuned because we're going to talk to one of the developers of this technology and find out what it's all about. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active. Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know, we've been talking about the Zona Plus, which is an all-natural way of controlling blood pressure without drugs. And I wanted to share with you what it's all about, because a lot of questions, you know, what does that entail? And so with us today is the founder and president of Zona Health, the makers of the Zona Plus. He's Steve Wood. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dr. Hoffman. How about yourself?
Very well, thanks. So, well, first of all, you know, tell us a little bit about how you stumbled upon this innovation.
Sure. Basically, I thought I was in good shape. I fly airplanes privately, and so you have to do flight physicals on a regular basis. And my doctor told me my blood pressure was going up, and so I started looking for a way to deal with it rather than take drugs. I was not interested because of the side effects of the drugs and things. I didn't want to take that. So I ultimately found some research, and Dr. Wiley had in Ohio had actually invented a device that guided you through a very short 12-minute therapy and had outstanding results. And so I tried it, and lo and behold, my blood pressure dropped dramatically. And when I mean, 27 points is a lot. And it controlled, you know, that therapy controlled my blood pressure. So that's how it started. And I thought, you know, everybody should hear about this.
Oh, absolutely. So, now, describe what it's like, because you know, a lot of people say, what's the device? I mean, does it send electrical waves through your body, or, you know, what? Some people are a little concerned about a medical device. What does it do?
You know, that you're exactly right. I've had people ask me if it shocks you or if it does things to your hands or whatever. It's a small thing. Think of a joystick or like, because of the Air Force research maybe, but think of a joystick. It's a small handheld device, maybe half the size of a pop can or something like that. So you there's a little computer screen on top, and it guides you through a certain specific protocol of isometric exercise where we trigger your body's changes. So that we're not looking for biofeedback or something. We actually want to change the mechanism of your body. And so you put it in your right hand, squeeze as hard as you can for 2 seconds. Rest a little bit. Do the same thing with your left hand. Then the computer calculates 2 two-minute therapies on each hand with rest periods. And you just basically try to keep, it's not going in and out. It's not like a squeeze grip when we're little. It's actually keeping the ball centered with almost no hand movements.
Right, like a consistent grip. I've used it myself, and it's, you know, it's, yep, actually, you have to, it involves a little concentration first to learn, to get the knack of how to do it, and
yep,
then, you know, then it's easy.
Yep.
So true. I think it's important to emphasize, you know, some people say, well, like, you know, it's, is it a stress reduction device? Do I meditate with it? Does it relax me? And that's really not what it's all about. Although, you know, we urge people to do meditation, breathing, yoga. That's fine. I mean, that could be, you know, an adjunct to this. But this is quite different. And how do we think that this actually works? What's the theory behind it?
Well, there's several things that we've been able to measure in clinical trials that the unit is doing to you. They're sort of technical, but it's basically, think of your arterial system as you age becomes stiffer, like a metal pipe, let's say. The walls become harder and rougher. Your body changes the sort of the electrical set point in it, which is what controls the overall system. And what we've been able to show is that at the end of 8 weeks of doing this therapy, that you see a 246% increase in arterial flexibility. So the stiffness is going away. You see the wall lining, that what's called the endothelium, the lining of that artery, is smoothing, which causes it to start making nitric oxide production again. When you were young, you did that, but as we age, that thickening, roughening wall is indicative of it not doing that. And where the arteries and the veins come together, it's called resistance vessels, little tiny little vessels. And we change those. We change the diameter of those. And one way we can show that is the brachial artery, which is a large artery returning blood or bringing blood from your core of your body, is 10.5% larger in diameter after 4 weeks.
Hmm.
So we're seeing flexibility, size change, and usage change. And then we're changing that vagal tone from sympathetic to parasympathetic, which means that your body says we're under control. So those are things we measure. And excitingly, we just found out in a study done out of Germany that we're seeing more than a 20% drop in triglycerides after 8 weeks, too.
It's an interesting offset. I mean, I guess it affects metabolism in some way.
That's
a nice added benefit. Okay, so it's a grip device, and some of my patients have expressed concern. You know, they're older, they have a weaker grip, they have hand arthritis. Is this only for, like, strong men? You know, I mean, you're a healthy middle-aged guy, and, you know, but can an older or maybe someone with hand arthritis do this?
So the answer, particularly the hand arthritis, is yes, most types of arthritis. There is one type of arthritis that is so painful that they can't really grip anything.
And, so like the severe rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, somebody barely has any grip left. That might be a limiting factor. Yeah.
If they're not able to walk up three steps of stairs, their condition is that bad. Or if they're not able to basically squeeze something and hold it, then you got problems. But we have thousands of people that are in their 80s and 90s that are using this, and their grip strength is relatively weak. The key is, at least with us, is if you try it, since it's a no-risk thing, if you try it and then you're too weak to see a benefit, then you get to return it. But
right,
almost everybody fits into, we can do it. It doesn't require great, it's not a strength device, it's a percentage of your current daily health, which varies for everybody, which is why it takes the sensors and things that we have.
Yeah, in using it, it adjusts to your capacity. So if you're strong, it'll, you know, urge you to use a stronger grip. But if your maximal grip is, say, half that of a normal person, then you'll work within that parameter because it's computerized.
Correct.
And you can set up, you do a few trials to set up your initial grip strength, and then you work around your own grip strength. It's kind of interesting that way, the technology. So,
yep,
you know, I don't know if you heard me talk earlier about some risks of using blood pressure medication. You know, with blood pressure medication, you definitely want to get your blood pressure down, but a lot of people are over-medicated. Doctors want to be very aggressive. It's a little bit of a CYA thing. They say, well, high blood pressure, I really got to control this. But then if you get blood pressure below a certain threshold, you actually somewhat increase the risk for stroke and heart attack. Maybe there's not enough blood getting through because the pressure, the head of pressure is too low. Is there a danger that you can over lower your blood pressure with this device? I mean, realistically, that might be a concern to some people.
It's a good concern. The device itself, given a normal body or a body with high hypertension, is not going to cause you to drop. It tends to bring you back to normal. However, mm-hmm. we do caution this because yep. we've seen it a few times. If someone's already medicated or perhaps even over-medicated and mm-hmm. use this, as the Zona Plus returns your set points in your body to that which is healthier for you, then you may find yourself over-medicated. And we tell mm-hmm. people, you know, watch out. If you're sitting down and you stand up and you feel lightheaded, then you need to talk to your physician right away and get your medication titrated. Because it does, in fact, we've had a couple of people when they stood up, they just like, oh my, and they had to sit back down. And it was because that we were fixing the underlying cause, therefore the medication was, mm-hmm. A bit much for them.
Right. So monitor your blood pressure, work with your health professional as you do this. By the way, do you get endorsement from health professionals in the mainstream, or they consider this sort of a, off the reservation?
Well, when we first started, Dr. Hoffman, they literally laughed at us.
Yeah.
the mainline did. But what we're finding, as the research goes on and gets more and more publications, is we're seeing big names come out and say, hey, this might work. In fact, the Mayo Clinic came out in their newsletter and said, you can expect a 10% drop in blood pressure using the Zona Plus. Mm-hmm. Same thing came out in the American Heart Association. And while this isn't very well known to the traditional doctor world, at the same time, last year the Joint National Committee puts out a report, and we finally got our therapy put in the preamble as a lifestyle modification, and that works. So, yeah, we're finally getting there, but it's taken years and years because it's not traditional.
Yeah, so and another, another... question might be, well, this is a form of exercise. What if people say, well, look, I'll save money on this. I mean, sounds good. It's a form of exercise. I'll just start exercising and it'll replicate the effects. Is this so specific in terms of, demonstrable qualitative difference from just regular exercise that it's worth doing this on top of a walking program or some aerobic program?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And we actually researched that one. First off, obviously, aerobic exercise is good for you, and typically it will help your blood pressure. What we found with the Zona Plus therapy is we found a way to magnify results and exceed what you'd see with normal aerobics. So in the Journal of Hypertension, they say you can expect about 15 millimeters if you're either just normal tensive or slightly hypertensive, 15 millimeter drop, but aerobic exercise is typically 6 to 8 millimeters. So mm-hmm. double the response there. But what we find is that there's a very narrow window to get these exceptional responses. That's why it takes a device like this, something that can guide you into that sweet spot, as it were.
And how quickly can people see a response? I mean, it's a daily routine. It's a little like, you got to set aside, 12 minutes a day approximately?
Yes, you set aside 12 minutes a day. You do it once a day. You can do it sitting down. As long as you can see the screen, you can do it maybe even multitask. But the key thing is you do it 5 days a week minimum, and most people see results 6 to 8 weeks out. Some people who are medicated have seen them as early as 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And there's a few people that have taken longer, but it takes 6 to 8 weeks. And one of the key things is this: since we're changing physiology, a person's going to need to keep doing this. And we get great reports from people that say, this has become a great highlight of my day. And it sounds weird, but that's what they're telling us. And you need to keep doing this because, 3 years out, if you forget it on vacation for a week, your body's already been changed. So you're not going to see blood pressure pop right back up. But if you quit doing it, your body will return to that original mm-hmm. state eventually.
So it just becomes a routine, you know, like, you know, combing your hair or brushing your teeth, you know, something that's part of your daily routine.
Correct.
So, you know, I'm really happy to partner with you on this to get the word out to patients. And you've been kind enough to offer something special for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. So tell us about it.
Well, what we've done for Intelligent Medicine listeners is we've provided a product that gives you a result that's guaranteed. So we give you 3 months, try it, see if you like it, 100% return policy. So if you send it back, then we'll return your money. Why do we want to do that? People say, well, this is so out there, I wonder if it really works. And we just want you to try it. In addition to that, if you tell us you go to the website, then
TryZonaNow.com, right?
Yeah, TryZonaNow.com. And it'll give you a $50 discount and free shipping as well, so that we can give back to the Dr. Hoffman listeners, the Intelligent Medicine listeners. And we've been doing this for a little while, and we're starting to get the reports from the people that say, you know, it's working for me.
It's definitely working for my patients. And, you know, I'm really excited to be working with you to get the word out. I hope more and more people try it, because I really think this can revolutionize our approach to this common problem, hypertension. Thanks a lot, Steve, for joining us. It's
Thank
the Zona
you, Dr.
Plus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.